Muzun used to go from tent to tent when she lived in Jordan's Zaatari camp for Syrian refugees, persuading girls to attend school in a community where marriage is more important than a degree. Meanwhile, Zainab, a straight-A student in Minnesota today, survived a civil war in her native Yemen and the revolution in Egypt, but she missed 2 years of school. Both girls campaigned for the Malala Fund, which aims to give refugee children and girls in particular an education. The 2016 Social Good Summit is an annual gathering of decision makers, entrepreneurs, activists, and people in the tech industry. Held on the same week as the UN General Assembly, participants this year were asked what type of world they wanted to live in by the year 2030. I caught up with Muzun and Zainab following a special session on the right to education.
My name is Muzun.
Why are you so passionate about education?
It's a great question because, you know, without education we are nothing, we cannot do anything. Education is a weapon and a shield which protects us from anything. We can do anything by education. We can change our hard situation to bright the future. So I want to say that education is equal.
My name is Zaina.
Can you tell us why you're passionate about education?
There is many people, especially that they have the opportunity of education, they will never know the value of education, but because we lost the chance to complete our education in the right way, and we know what's the bane of not having education, so that's why we are fighting, because something, we feel it inside.
You campaign for education for the Malala Fund. What do you want to see in the future happen?
My work with Malala Fund, it's very important part of my life. As you know, Malala is a symbol of education. That's great to work with a girl like her. Also, I want to happen in the future, as I said before, we want to see every child in the school, because the education, it is not just important for the Syrian children. I am talking about all children all over the world. So I want all of them to get in their right of education.
You've been a refugee. How difficult is it to get an education?
Yes, as you know, because my heart situation, I started to be as a refugee, but that made me very strong. I know I have heart situation, I suffered a lot, but that gives me the strength to fight for my future, for my right, also not just for my right, for the right of everyone. So I know if you had a situation like refugee, that's very hard, but it is not impossible to fight for your rights and everything you want.
And Zainab, what was the moment when you knew that you had to fight for education?
It was scary first, because I scared that nobody will listen, nobody will care, and nobody will just think about it. But it's a time that everyone has to think about it. Now there is a lot of immigrant refugees in the United States, so they have to think about it and to see how those people are suffering. We don't want to have, like, in 2030 everyone like flee from their countries. No, we want to see all countries in peace, and everyone has the right to be educated and to be happy in their countries.